And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Joining us now is my friend Erin Bennett. She's a Park Ranger 3 at Cove Palisades State Park for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. Is that right? Is it department?
It is.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. I don't know. Because I always just say Oregon Parks and Rec.
Well, it's really long. We all shorten it.
We all just shorten it up. It's like OPR. We could call it that, Oregon Parks and Rec.
It's usually OPRD.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, that is actually, we have shortened it up that
we
much.
We have shortened
okay,
it up.
Okay, good. So I've got Erin here from OPRD, and you guys have a big thing coming up. We've talked about this in the past, the Festival of the Land. And how long have you guys been doing this?
So this is our third year, and we're super, super excited. Every year it's been growing. We had 500 people come last year.
Nice.
So we're hoping for about that this year.
And what do they do when they show up? So you go out to Cove Palisades.
Yeah, so you come out, you're going to go down to the First Landing or Crooked River Day Use, and there's plenty of parking for everybody. Bring the family, you can bring your dog with you, and you're going to come hang out with us and just have a great time. There's all kinds of people that are going to tell you about the history. We've got a historic wagon that is going to be doing Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, and they have samples for free, so you can come out and try that. We're going to have Charles Littleleaf from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs that's going to be out, and he's going to tell us all about their culture and what they do with the land, as well as the fact that he is a flute maker, and so hopefully we're going to hear his flute music that day.
Wow.
So that'll be really cool. And then we just have tons of fun stuff for kids. We talk all about pollination and how we need to keep our land sustainable. We've got baby goats that kids can come out and pet, like a little farmer's market that people can come out and see different things that have been made from the land. So we really just want people to come out for State Parks Day and celebrate the land and the culture and all the stories that make Central Oregon the special place that it is.
How long should people plan on being there that day?
So really, I mean, to take part in the festival itself, you can probably get through it in about an hour, hour and a half. But, bring a picnic, or we're going to have barbecue out there. Red Beard Barbecue will be providing food that day. So bring a couple dollars and grab that and have a picnic in the park. It's right on the lake. And so it's absolutely gorgeous. Just a fun place to hang out.
And you can play in the lake as well?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. It's a little cold, but...
How are they going to look this year?
Lake Billy Chinook is going to be pretty high, so we're up to where we would normally be. We have a hydroelectric dam on our lake. Levels have to stay pretty consistent, and so we'll have plenty of water. Prineville does have water at the moment, so, if you want to do that one, you got to probably do that one sooner than later.
Does it cost to do this?
It does not cost to come in at all. Like I said, there are a few things like food and if you wanted to get flowers or things like that. But for the most part, everything's free. Just come out, enjoy yourself. Like I said, it's State Parks Day. And so parking's free. So you don't have to pay the $10 parking fee anywhere in any state park on that day. And there's also free camping. I believe there are a few spaces still left, but it is by reservation only.
Ooh, you better get on that then, right?
Absolutely,
With this weather, people are starting to realize, hey,
it's gorgeous.
It's time to get outside.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So this is on June 7th. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday from 10 to 3. And just come on out. Like I said, spend as much or little time as you'd like with us. It's free, and we'd love to see you.
Now, you guys have a great flyer. Is all this information online as well?
It is.
Or I could just hold the flyer up to the microphone.
You could, and everybody could see it.
Okay, website.
All right, is it? Website, stateparks.oregon.gov.
Been talking to Erin Bennett. Anything else for the order today?
Just remember, we are reminding everybody, we are allowing campfires. Please be careful. Keep them small. Keep them within the ring. Make sure you don't leave them burning once you're done with them. If you're going to bed or you're going to leave, make sure you put them out, dead out.
All right, Erin, thanks so much for coming in. People may have noticed I end every single interview with, what's the website again?
Stateparks.oregon.gov.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thank you, Dave.
A few announcements before we wrap up Inside Central Oregon for this week. There's going to be a volunteer and board fair at the Redmond Public Library on Thursday from 3:30 to 5:45 p.m. Check out over 35 community organizations with volunteer and board opportunities. Make new connections and find great ways to get involved in the Central Oregon community. You want more information? You go to connectcentraloregon.org. Now, May is Wildfire Awareness Month. Oregon experiences its heaviest wildfire wildfire activity during the summer months, of course, but fires can occur at any time of the year, including spring. Keep Oregon Green, in partnership with federal, state, tribal, and local fire and emergency response agencies, are spreading the word about the steps we can take to prevent the start of careless, unwanted wildfires this summer, and encouraging Oregonians to create defensible space around homes and outbuildings. Learn more at keeporegongreen.org. The Oregon Department of Human Services has launched its first ever interactive online training for the public about reporting suspected child abuse. Now, the training rollout coincides with Child Abuse Awareness Month, which is this month, and the announcement of a new safety initiative underway in child welfare. The new online training helps reporters recognize types of child abuse, how to report, and understand when a family needs material or economic assistance. The new training is available on the Reporting Child Abuse webpage at oregon.gov. Students from High Desert Chamber Music's Educational Outreach Program present a free evening of chamber music on June 1st. That's a Sunday. This will be at Touchmark at Mount Bachelor Village at 7 p.m. A string quartet, violin duo, and voice guitar duo will perform pieces by Bach, Telemann, Mozart, Villa-Lobos, and more. There's more information at highdesertchambermusic.com. And the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office Community Action Target Team is participating in the Click It or Ticket Seatbelt Safety Campaign through Sunday, June 1st. They say seatbelts are the best defense against impaired, aggressive, and distracted drivers, and you should wear yours. And finally, local nonprofit New Each Morning is offering a state-certified Fundamentals of Peer Support training starting Thursday, June 5th. Now, the training is open to both men and women who want to become certified peer support specialists. You can find more information and register at neweachmorning.org. That's going to do it for Inside Central Oregon this week. I'll see you here again next Sunday at this time on this station.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.